Good morning. This is Dennis Baldridge with the WCNP Community Spotlight. And we have a special guest this morning, a part of the National Life Chain, our local chapter coordinator, Christian McShaffrey. Welcome, Christian, to the program this morning.
Thanks for having me today, Dennis.
You're certainly welcome. Well, we've heard a lot about the Life Chain, and some of them maybe have seen it before, but tell us, what is the annual Life Chain? What brought it to fruition? What started it, and why is there a local chapter here?
Well, Life Chain actually started through grassroots effort in the pro-life cause in California with one local group of Christians, and that was several years ago, and other towns heard about it, saw it, and wanted to try it themselves. So it turned into a network of concerned citizens that wanted to speak on behalf of the unborn. So what it's turned into is an annual event at which pro-life advocates from all denominations assemble on the main street of their towns. And they do this as a peaceful and a prayerful witness against what we would perceive to be a great modern Holocaust called abortion. Now, our event happens only once a year, on the first Sunday of October. And in previous years, we have had more than 1,500 Life Chains assembled across North America.
So is it connected with some kind of political party? You mentioned all denominations, but what about other connections? Is it politically motivated, or is it just concerns of Christians?
No, the Life Chain truly is a grassroots effort. It's organized by local citizens that are pro-life, and it is not connected to any particular denomination or political party. For example, at our local Life Chain in Reedsburg, we've had participants that were Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, as well as from other denominations. And as for their political affiliation, I honestly have no idea what they are because we don't encourage any kind of political activity at our events. We're there to stand together as Christians and to pray for an end to abortion. And it's good that I don't know their political affiliation because our Life Chain is designed to be seen by the community as a statement of solidarity amongst Christians on a very important social issue.
You mentioned it's likened to a modern Holocaust. Why should Christians be concerned about this? What should be motivating their hearts?
Well, let me offer two reasons here. First of all, Christians should be concerned greatly about this because innocent American children are being slaughtered on a daily basis. And if that doesn't move our hearts, nothing will. And secondly, we need to be concerned because God calls us as Christians to intervene when innocent lives are being slaughtered. Can I expand upon those two reasons?
Certainly. Go ahead.
Thank you. We need to be concerned about the modern slaughter of the innocents because children are made in the image of God. You could think of them also as his future worshipers. They are true persons at the very moment of conception. And in America alone, there are about 3,700 abortions performed every single day. And not only are innocent children being killed, but the undercover videos produced by the Center for Medical Progress, many of our listeners might have heard about those, these videos have proven that many of these children are being torturously dissected so that Planned Parenthood can profit financially from their body parts. The very thought of this should cause all of us to shudder. Mass murder is being committed on a daily basis, and the saddest part of it is this: the victims of this crime cannot even cry out for help. And that's where the church comes in, or at least that's where the church should come in, because in the Bible, God calls his people to intervene when such atrocities occur. Let me offer one Old Testament verse, one New Testament verse. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling toward the slaughter." And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, the Apostle Paul tells us not to have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather to expose them. Now, in saying all of that, there are many ways that concerned citizens can hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. And there's many ways that the church can expose the unfruitful works of darkness, but the Life Chain endeavors to give at least one local opportunity for Christians to intervene.
So you mentioned October 4th. What time and who is invited? Do you have to have a special invitation to participate in this, or can anybody, you know, when they're done with church, just come on over and join the group?
You know, let's consider this radio interview the special invitation.
Okay.
Anybody sure. listening today is welcome to join us, and I would heartily welcome you to come. Anyone and everyone is invited. As I already mentioned, we welcome people from all denominations and of any political persuasion. Also, let me add that our event is family-friendly. We don't use any graphic signs, and children of all ages are certainly welcome. My children, they range in age from 2 to 12 at this point. They participate every single year, and they enjoy it very much. So everyone may come and should consider coming.
Okay, so we know it's October 4th, but what time do they meet and where are they supposed to participate? You're organizing the local group in Reedsburg, I believe, so where is the meeting place?
Yes, on October 4th, we'll be meeting between 2 o'clock and 3:30 p.m., so 2 o'clock on the first Sunday in October. We'll be standing together on the corner of Main Street and Viking Drive in Reedsburg. And let me add a quick note about that. LifeChain tries to respect local businesses, and we're asking our participants to park in the True Value parking lot and then walk across the street to the event. So the corner of Main Street and Viking Drive in Reedsburg, October 4th at 2 o'clock.
And they just look for the gathering there. They'll see a group of people. And do they need to bring anything? I mean, if they're standing, will they need to bring signs? Or what type of things will they be doing? What will they expect to do when they're there?
Sure, that's a great question. Let me walk you through what you can expect. So you come on October 4th at 2 o'clock, and the event's going to last about 90 minutes. During that time, our participants are going to hold one of the signs that we provide, and we're just going to spend time together praying to God for an end to abortion. On the back of the signs, there are some prayers and some hymns printed so that people can stay concentrated and focused on what they're trying to do there. And since many of our listeners may never have participated in a pro-life ministry before, you know, and also because sometimes we have in our minds this kind of a loud and chaotic protest, the kind of things you see on TV, let me assure you here and assure our listeners that LifeChain is nothing like that. It is peaceful and prayerful and quiet and polite. So when you arrive, you pick a sign of your own choosing, first of all. Some have the law, some have the gospel on it, and some state simple facts like abortion hurts women. You choose your own sign. We'll then have an opening prayer, thanking God, of course, that we have the right and the liberty to do this in our country, and asking God to bless our efforts that day. And then we create our life chain. That's why it's called a life chain. We stretch down the sidewalk as far as we can go, and then we stand together linked with all these other groups across North America. After the 90 minutes expire of standing together in silent prayer, we offer a closing prayer and we go our separate ways. It's a quiet, peaceful, prayerful event. We hope that it brings glory to God, and we hope that it encourages Christians in their walk.
What kind of, you mentioned that encourage people in their walk with the Lord. What kind of other benefits have you seen from attending? What fruits of this event? I assume this isn't the first time you've done it. You've done it in past years too, haven't you?
Yes, I've done it for several years now. Brian Moyer, a friend of mine, he used to organize this, and he moved out of the area. I've been happy to serve in his stead. And I've noticed several benefits to participating in the life chain. I could mention several, but let me just mention a few that come to mind. First of all, there's a benefit for our community. As a grassroots effort, there is a huge benefit to our community here in Reedsburg. And here it needs to be acknowledged that the pro-abortion powers that be, the pro-abortion principalities and powers, they have the dominant voice in our culture. And that's not good. The life chain creates an opportunity for the church to speak to the issue of abortion. And granted, we may not have the loudest voice, but insofar as we share law and gospel, we believe as Christians that is the power of God unto salvation in our community. Needs to hear that. So it is a benefit on a local level. There's also a broader benefit in terms of the future of our country, these United States of America. To be honest, I don't know how long God will bear with us as the United States of America. You think about world history, and the unavoidable fact is this: God has destroyed nations for less grievous sins than this. But you know, that's none of our business, really. Our business as Christians is to pray and to make intercession, especially for those who lead in our country. 1 Timothy chapter 2 calls us to that. God has called us to pray and to make intercession for those in authority, and there is always benefit in obeying God in doing that. Also, here's another benefit that comes to mind, of course. It's a pro-life event, and Life Chain benefits the unborn. National Life Chain, I guess our headquarters, they receive letters from women who just happen to be driving through their town on Life Chain Sunday and who, because of our humble witness, changed their mind about having an abortion and killing their child. One more benefit. I personally believe that the modern church needs to do things like this. It used to do things like this, and it needs to do them again. The modern church has drifted too far from the apostolic model. You know, when I read the New Testament, I read of a church which did far more than meet in their fancy buildings once a week. I read of a church that was visible. I read of a church that was vibrant. I read of a church that turned the ancient world upside down. And I don't think that's the church today. Now, I don't believe that the Life Chain is going to fix that, but it is one way for modern Christians to act a little more like our fathers in the faith, to be public and bold in their witness to the gospel. So there's some benefits to think about.
Great, great. Well, how can people find out more information if they would like to, you know, contact someone, or is there a website, or how could they get more information about this Life Chain?
Sure. I would invite people, first of all, to call me personally. I'm happy to talk with them over the phone if they have questions about our local Life Chain in Reedsburg, or even if they would like to start a Life Chain in their own town. I have all the materials necessary, and I can give that to them free of charge. I would also invite them, come to our event, see how it's done, and then meet with me afterwards, and I can give you the materials and send you on your way with everything you need to create a Life Chain in your city. My phone number is 608-524-5856, and you can call me anytime. Leave a message if I'm not here. We do have a website also. It's ReedsburgLifeChain.org, and you'll find plenty of information there about the Reedsburg event and also information about our event in Baraboo. We do have one of those right now as well. So you can call me. My name is Christian at 524-5856, or you can visit our website at ReedsburgLifeChain.org.
Give us the date and time again and location where they're to meet.
Reedsburg Life Chain will be held Sunday, October 4th at 2 o'clock p.m. We'll be meeting together on the corner of Main Street and Viking Drive in Reedsburg, and we'll stand together in silent prayer for 90 minutes. For more information, you can call 524-5856.
Our guest this morning for local coordinator for the National Life Chain has been Christian McShaffrey. Any final words for our listeners, Christian, before we bring this special presentation to a close?
Sure. One final thing that comes to mind. Reedsburg Life Chain doesn't advertise. We have no budget. So first of all, thank you for welcoming us onto the air so that we can talk about this. And then also to our listeners, keep in mind that because we don't advertise, we depend very much upon local pastors and members of local churches to tell people about our event and to invite them to leave the pew on Sunday and to come into the public forum with the gospel. So if you're listening today and you have a burden for this kind of ministry or even just a minor interest in it, please call me or take the word to your local church, and we would greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Christian, for this information about the Life Chain. It's exciting to hear about the kingdom of God advancing and getting the word out about the value of life and the support that we give to God's ways here. Thank you so much.
Yes, our God is the God of the living, and we
yes.
praise him for it.
Yes. All right, thank you.
Thank you.